Welcome to the Music Mastery Podcast, your go-to audio guide for GCSE and A-level music success. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important skills you'll need, appraising music. Whether you're sitting a listening exam, writing an analytical essay, or comparing set works, this episode will give you everything you need to approach music with confidence and precision. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1, what is appraising music? Appraising music is the skill of listening carefully and analytically to a piece of music, then describing, explaining, and evaluating what you hear using precise musical language. It's not just about saying I liked it or it sounded nice. Examiners want you to demonstrate that you can identify specific musical features, explain how they work together, and place the music in its historical and cultural context. Think of yourself as a music detective. Every time you listen to a piece, you're gathering clues about the composer's intentions, the historical period, the genre, the emotional effect, and then presenting your findings as a coherent, well-evidenced argument. This skill underpins almost everything in your music course. It feeds into your listening exam, your written coursework, and even your performance and composition work. Because understanding how great music is constructed helps you make better creative decisions yourself. Section 2, the musical elements, your analytical toolkit. The foundation of all music appraisal is a thorough understanding of the musical elements. These are the building blocks of every piece of music, and you need to be able to identify, describe, and analyze each one. Let's go through them one by one. First, melody. This is the tune, the sequence of single notes that forms the main musical idea. When appraising melody, consider its contour. Does it move by step, creating a smooth, flowing effect, or does it leap, creating drama and tension? Consider its range. Is it narrow and constrained, or wide and expressive? Look for sequences where a melodic pattern is repeated at a different pitch, and motifs, which are short recurring musical ideas that give a piece its identity. Second, harmony and tonality. Harmony refers to the chords and chord progressions that support the melody. Tonality tells us the key, whether the music is in a major key, which typically sounds bright and positive, or a minor key, which often sounds darker or more melancholic. Look for modulations, changes of key, and consider their effect. A shift from minor to major can create a sudden sense of hope or resolution. Chromaticism, the use of notes outside the main key, adds color and tension. Third, rhythm, meter, and tempo. Rhythm is the pattern of long and short notes. Meter is the organization of beats into regular groups. Common time is 4 beats in a bar, triple time is 3. Tempo is the speed. Candidates often score well by linking these elements to effect. For example, a fast tempo with a driving rhythmic pattern creates energy and momentum, while a slow tempo with long, sustained notes creates a sense of calm or solemnity. Fourth, texture. This describes how the musical layers are combined. Monophonic texture is a single, unaccompanied melody. Homophonic texture is a melody with chordal accompaniment, the most common texture in Western music. Polyphonic or contrapuntal texture involves two or more independent melodic lines happening simultaneously. Heterophonic texture occurs when multiple performers play the same melody with slight variations. The texture of a piece tells you a great deal about its period and style. Fifth, timbre and sonority. Timbre is the tone, color, or quality of a sound, what makes a violin sound different from a trumpet even when they play the same note. Sonority refers to the overall sound quality of a passage. When appraising timbre, consider the instruments or voices used, the playing techniques, such as pizzicato on strings or muted brass, and how the combination of timbres creates a particular atmosphere. Sixth, dynamics and articulation. Dynamics refer to the volume, from pianissimo, very quiet, through to fortissimo, very loud. Articulation describes how notes are played. Staccato means short and detached. Legato means smooth and connected. Sudden dynamic changes, called sforzando, create shock or emphasis. Gradual changes, crescendo for getting louder, diminuendo for getting quieter, build tension or release. Seventh, structure and form. This is the overall architecture of the piece, how it is organized into sections. Common structures include binary form, with two contrasting sections A and B, ternary form, ABA, rondo form, where a main theme alternates with contrasting episodes, and sonata form, which is particularly important at A level. Understanding structure helps you track how a composer develops and transforms musical ideas over time. Eighth, instrumentation and performing forces. This refers to which instruments or voices are used and how they are deployed. Is it a solo instrument, a chamber ensemble, a full orchestra, a choir? How does the composer use the different sections of the orchestra, strings, woodwind, brass, percussion, to create contrast and variety? A brilliant memory aid for all eight elements is the acronym MHRTTDSI. Melody, harmony, rhythm, texture, timbre, dynamics, structure, instrumentation. Some students remember it as, "My homework rarely troubles teachers despite serious issues." Not the most flattering sentence, but it works. Section 3, how to write a strong appraisal answer. Now let's talk about how to actually write your answers in the exam. This is where many candidates lose marks, not because they don't know the music, but because they don't structure their response effectively. The key principle is this: always move from identification to description to analysis to evaluation. Let's call this the IDAE framework. Identify, name the musical feature. For example, the texture is polyphonic. Describe. Say what it sounds like. Two independent melodic lines are heard simultaneously in the soprano and alto voices. Analyze. Explain how it works and why the composer used it. This creates a sense of complexity and intellectual rigor, characteristic of Baroque counterpoint. Evaluate. Make a judgment about its effectiveness. This polyphonic texture is highly effective in conveying the grandeur and complexity of the text being set. Candidates who only identify and describe will typically earn marks in the lower bands. To reach the top bands, you must analyze and evaluate. You must explain the why, not just the what. Another crucial point: always use precise musical terminology. Examiners are specifically looking for subject-specific vocabulary. Don't say, "The music gets louder." Say, "A crescendo builds from piano to forte over four bars." Don't say, "The tune goes up and down." Say, "The melody has a wide range, spanning over an octave with ascending leaps that create a sense of aspiration." Section 4, contextualizing music, historical and cultural awareness. One of the higher order skills in music appraisal is the ability to place a piece in its historical, cultural, and social context. This is particularly important at A-level, but GCSE candidates who demonstrate contextual awareness will also be rewarded. Consider: when was this piece written? What was happening in the world at that time? What musical conventions were dominant? How does this piece fit within or challenge those conventions? For example, if you're appraising a Beethoven symphony, you might note that it was composed during the transition from the classical to the romantic period, and that Beethoven's expansion of the orchestra and his more dramatic, emotionally intense approach represented a significant departure from the more restrained classical style of Haydn and Mozart. If you're appraising a piece of 20th century music, consider the historical context: the two world wars, the development of recording technology, the influence of jazz and blues, the emergence of minimalism as a reaction against the complexity of serialism. Always ask yourself, why did the composer make these choices? What were they responding to? What effect were they trying to achieve? And how successfully did they achieve it? Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk tactics. Here are the most important exam tips for appraising music questions. Tip 1, listen multiple times before writing. In a listening exam, you'll typically hear each extract two or three times. Use the first listen to get an overall impression and identify the main features. Use the second listen to focus on specific elements and gather evidence. Use any third listen to check your answers and add detail. Tip 2, read the question carefully before you listen. Know exactly what you're being asked. Are you being asked to identify, describe, explain, analyze, or compare? The command word tells you exactly what level of response is required. Tip 3, use the mark allocation as a guide. A one-mark question needs a single correct fact. A four-mark question needs four distinct points. A 12-mark extended response needs a structured argument with multiple examples and analytical depth. Never write a one-sentence answer to a high-mark question. Tip 4, avoid vague language. Examiners cannot award marks for phrases like "it sounds emotional" or "the music is interesting." Every claim must be supported by specific musical evidence. Tip 5, Don't confuse description with analysis. This is the single most common mistake. Description tells you what. The dynamics are loud. Analysis tells you how and why. The fortissimo dynamics in the brass section create a sense of overwhelming power, reinforcing the triumphant character of the recapitulation. Tip 6. In comparison questions, always address both similarities and differences. Many candidates only discuss differences and miss marks for not identifying shared features. Common mistakes to avoid: writing about how the music makes you feel without linking it to specific musical features. Forgetting to name instruments correctly: the high-pitched instrument will not earn credit. The flute will. Confusing major and minor: always listen carefully to the third of the scale. Forgetting to mention the time period or style when contextual knowledge is clearly being tested. Section 6, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask the question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the correct response. Question 1. What is the difference between homophonic and polyphonic texture? Pause now. Answer. Homophonic texture features a single melody supported by chords or a chordal accompaniment. Polyphonic texture features two or more independent melodic lines heard simultaneously. Question 2. What does the term modulation mean? Pause now. Answer. Modulation is a change of key within a piece of music. Question 3. Name three techniques a string player might use that would affect the timbre of their instrument. Pause now. Answer. Pizzicato, plucking the strings. Coralegno, playing with the wood of the bow. Sul ponticello, bowing near the bridge to create a thin, glassy sound. Harmonics, lightly touching the string to produce a high, flute-like tone. Muting, using a mute to dampen the sound. Any three of these would be correct. Question 4. What is the difference between a sequence and an ostinato? Pause now. Answer. A sequence is a melodic or harmonic pattern that is repeated at a different pitch. An ostinato is a short pattern, melodic, rhythmic, or harmonic, that is persistently repeated at the same pitch throughout a section or entire piece. Question 5. What command word tells you to make a judgment about the effectiveness of a musical feature? Pause now. Answer. Evaluate. This requires you to weigh up the strengths and weaknesses, or assess how successfully a composer has achieved their intended effect. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Appraising music is a skill that improves with practice. The more you listen actively and analytically, the more natural it becomes. Remember the 8 musical elements: melody, harmony, rhythm, texture, timbre, dynamics, structure, and instrumentation. My homework rarely troubles teachers, despite serious issues. Remember the IDAE framework: identify, describe, analyze, evaluate. Always push beyond description into genuine analysis. Use precise musical terminology at every opportunity. Examiners are looking for evidence that you can speak the language of music fluently. Place music in its context, historical, cultural, social, and show that you understand why composers made the choices they did. And finally, practice, practice, practice. Listen to the set works repeatedly. Listen to a wide range of music from different periods and styles. Every time you listen, challenge yourself to identify the musical elements and explain their effect. You've got this. Good luck in your exams and keep listening. This has been the Music Mastery Podcast. Until next time.